We are learning Masechta Zevamos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting 5 lines after the start of the Gemara on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. After the start of Gemara, 5 lines. Tana Rabbanan. Zok the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Kishuhu Chazeres. The halach is that if someone was a Bas Kayin, she's a Bas Kayin, while she's home, she eats Truma, she eats Chaz V'Shaik, and she gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma and Chaz V'Shaik anymore. Chaz V'Shaik is the thing that the Kahanim get from the Shlomim. The foot of the animal, the breast of the animal, they get it. They have to get the matnas kahuna. They get it from the shlamim. So until she gets married, she can eat that. Ichuma and chaz v'shoik. Once she gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat anymore. So halacha is that if the Yisrael dies and she has no children, she's chazeres lebeis aviyah, goes back to her father's house and she eats. But the Braisa says when she goes back, chazeres lechuma, ve'ena chazeres lechaz v'shoik. Once she gets married to Yisrael, she's done. She can't eat chaz v'shoik anymore. Even if her husband dies and she has no children, she goes back to her father's house. She does not eat chaz v'shoik. All she goes back for is for truma. Now, what's the makar for that? Amarav chistam or avina bar shila. My crow. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Uvas koyin kisiyah leishzar he besrumas hakadoshim loyseichel." And it could have said he bekadoshim loyseichel, he betruma loyseichel, which is truma. What's truma sakadoshim? Bemura min hakadoshim loyseichel. It's talking about this thing that's separated from the kachim, which is the chaz v'shoik. She doesn't eat that. So Rashi bavarns that l'chayra. Maybe only when she's married to the Yisrael, she doesn't eat. Maybe that's the case. So he says, no, that we know already by Truma. It says, V'shavah be'saviyah, that while she's married, she doesn't eat Truma. So of course she doesn't eat Chaz V'shag either. And I, you're talking about maybe it's a Bas Kohen Kisi L'shar, means the married apostle, which is Shah and Apostle. That's also Pashas. You don't eat Truma, you don't eat Chaz V'shag. So what are we saying extra from Truma HaKadoshim and Mayrim and HaKadoshim, from separate from Kadoshim? We are saying an extra drasha. There's another thing that you eat Truma, but you don't eat Bemura and HaKadoshim. You don't eat the Chaz V'shaik. What is that? That is someone who is married to Yisrael, and now the Yisrael died and goes back home. She goes back home, she does not eat Chaz V'shaik. So that's the first drasha we have, that the halacha is that Chaz V'shaik by Chazeres, she does not eat the Chaz V'shaik. Rav Nachman or Rav Avua, a different drasha. In the pasuk it says, where it says that she's chazeres, it says, "Bas koyin kisiyah la'amana agrusha," which means that her husband dies or she gets divorced. "V'zera in la," she has no children. "Shaval beis aviyah kinareha," she goes back to her father's house, kinareha. "Melechem aviyah teichel," she eats melechem aviyah. So right now the Gemara assumes melechem means all the, melechem doesn't mean dafka bread. It means any food in the father's house she eats. But it says also milechem, which is that mashma, mixas lechem, not everything. So we darshin mi lechem v'loy kol lechem prat lechaz v'shoik. That's Rav Nachman Om Rav Avavu mi lechem v'loy kol lechem prat lechaz v'shoik. What?
Why is lechem lechaz
v'shoik? No, lechem means like it brings it from a pasuk. Lechem, according to Mandiyam, at least it's a pasuk in Daniel. It says v'shatzar malka ovid lechem rav. Lechem means all food, and it says here you eat food from the father, but mi lechem only partly. So we're gonna have to exclude something. We exclude the most kaddish tikka thing, which chaz v'shoik. When she goes back home, she does not eat Chaz V'shoik anymore. So the first drasha is from Trumas HaKadoshim. The second drasha is from Milechem. But the Gemara is Akasha. How do you know Milechem is coming to exclude Chaz V'shoik? Maybe it's coming to exclude something else. Maskev lo Ramin Bachoma, Eima Prat Laforos Adorim. We know that a girl, Ketano, an Ira, is living at home. Her father could be made for her Nadarim. Ketana means once she's 11 years old, she can make Nadarim ready. Her father can make for her Nadarim. Once she gets married, she adds her father's Rishus. But when she gets, when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's Rishus. So then, maybe the father can make for Nadarim or not. So maybe it's coming to tell us over here, Ema Pratla Faras Nadarim, that the father cannot be made for Nadarim. And how would that fit into the drasha of Milechem? Melechem v'yitaychav lo yilkol lechem. You know which lechem you can't eat? A lechem that you made a nether on. Aye, the father can just be made for the nether. On that we say no, that the father cannot be made for nether. So maybe that's the point of the pasuk. The pasuk is teaching us that he can't be made for a nether. Maybe that's the pasuk teaching us. And maybe chaz v'shoik avad do eat. Milechem means lafuk to exclude something that's a nether on it, that can't be made for a nether. Amarava kvar paska tana de rebe shmal. It's really a drasha of tana de rebe shmal. Tana de rebe shmal. V'neder amana agrusha yokum aleha. V'neder amana agrusha kolasha osra al nafsha yokum aleha. That's the whole pasuk. Matam aleimar. Why does the pasuk say this? Rabbi Shmuel asks. It's pashut. Lo mutzvah b'chalav. Mutzvah b'chalabal. Once she gets married, she left the rishus of the father. And once her husband dies, she left the rishus of the husband. So what's the havamina that someone could be mefer a almana or a grusha is a neder. Why does the pasuk have to say neder almana a grusha yakum aleha, which means there's no one who could be made for it? It's pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel says. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you know what the drasha is for? Ella harisha mosa av shuchi abal. The av gave over his daughter after kedusha. Ready to make kedusha. Now he gave over the daughter to the shluchi abal in order to make nesuin. Oishem mosa shluchi av shuchi abal. Even if the shluchim of the father was meiser the daughter to the shluchi abal. And then the husband died. Even though they never met each other, but derech. V'samal eskarasha v'derech. Heichani kariyaba beis avia shazua beis baal shazua. Is she part of her father's household or the baal's household? Eloi malach kivin shiyotza shoachas b'shosh av shuvein yochel hafer. Teaches us that masar shluchi av or masar av already shluchi baal already she's out of the father's b'shosh, and you can't be made for anymore. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. So what do you see with Torah Shmuel? Tosis explains. You see, that was pashut to him without even a drasha. That once you get married, you might be chalav. So you don't need a pasuk melechem avia to say she doesn't go back to her father la faras darim. Because that was pashut to Rabbi Shmuel that once she marries someone, she's out of her father's shush. There's no faras darim. So therefore, you can't say that's the point of this pasuk. So already had so far two drashas. We had one drasha melechem mixes lechem and trumas hakadoshim. Now there might be a few more drashas. Rav Safra Amar Milechem Avia Teichel Lechem Lebasa. Rav Safra Dashon is the word Lechem. Lechem sounds like bread, stuff that grows from the ground. Lafuke Basar, which is doesn't grow from the ground. So we're saying that the pasuk Lechem Avia Teichel V'Loy Chaz V'Shoik Na Chaz V'Shoik, which is not Lechem. Rav Papa Amar a different drasha. Milechem Avia not a drasha to say that Chaz V'Shoik there's no din chayzeres, which means after she gets married and her husband dies, she goes back home, she doesn't need Chaz V'Shoik. What's the drasha? Rav Papa Amar Milechem Avia Teichel Lechem Akonu Lavia. Pralo Chaz V'Shoik B'Shulchan Gavaya Kazachu. There's a difference between Truma and Chaz V'Shoik. Truma is yours. It's Matas Kuna. The Israelim have to give it to you and it belongs to you. Masha'in Kein Kachim. It's B'Shulchan Kavaya Kazachu. First Hashem is Zeichu with it and then you eat from Hashem's table. So it's a present from Hashem. It's not called Lechem Avia. It's Lechem Shemayim. So therefore, that's the drasha. Lechem avia teichel, lechem kol avia. Prat lechol v'shoik. M'shulchan gavaya kazachu. It comes m'shulchan gavaya. Comes from shemayim that you don't eat. No chazeres. So at the end of the day, we have over here four drashas that teach us that so far. Four. We have a fifth one. Four drashas teach us no chaz v'shoik by chazeres. Last drasha, Rav Amar says in the pasuk, "V'chazei atrufa v'shoik atruma teichlu ato u'benecho v'risecha itach." And we darsh v'zman sheitach only v'zman that. They're with you. And that's Pashut. You don't need a Pashut to tell us that while she's married to Yisrael, you don't eat. That's Pashut. She doesn't eat Chum either. So it means, Bizman Chitach, when she never left you, then she eats Chaz V'Shoik. But afterwards, she does not eat Chaz V'Shoik. Akaponim, that's what we're holding right now. That these are the five drushes. That there's no Chazeres by Chaz V'Shoik. Omer Vad Bahava, Chiddush. Tana, Kishi Chazeres of Beisavia, Chazeres of Chumah, Ben Chazeres of Chaz V'Shoik, like we just learned. When her husband dies and she doesn't have any children, she goes back to her father's house. She's a bas koyin. She's chazeres a truma, but she's not chazeres chaz v'shoik. But in a case where, let's say, she was a Yisrael, bas Yisrael, she married a koyin, and the koyin, and because of the koyin, she's eating truma. And then she has a child. So halacha is that from the child, she eats truma because of the child. That's the halacha. Because of the child, she eats truma. So there, the halacha is, let's say she marries Yisrael afterwards, she doesn't eat truma anymore. She's not eating truma anymore. So then the halacha is, if her husband dies, she goes back, eats truma. She also goes back because of a shaykh. So that means if she's eating truma because of her son, then she eats even because of a shaykh. V'shvil b'noh, chizeres af because of a shaykh. She's chizeres also to the because of a shaykh. So it's more kuladik than a case where she was a bas koyim mamish. She's eating v'shvil b'noh, she's a chizer. What's the pshat? Also, Rav Mordechai, Omer Shmaitse Kamei Rav Ashi, Om Heche Kamas Rabbis, Mevabas, how do we know the whole din that there's a chazeres by benah? That means, who said that when she eats because of her son, the Kayan, and she marries the Yisrael, who said when the Yisrael dies, she goes back and eats truma because of her son? Who said? So we darshan yesterday, we had a drasha. Ubas Kayan kisiya amona grusha. On top of this, I'm right by the Gemara, where's the drasha? And we found the word ubas, the extra ubas, we darshan that because of the extra word, that even mashum benah, there's no chazeres. There's no chazeres even because of benah. So how could that's the same pasuk as chazeres of avia? So how could it be better than avia? How could it be better than a case of the mamish to pasuk? So Gemara answers: Hosim ksivim yute. Here's a special meat. Melechem avi aloy seichal. Hochal ksivim yute. Here is no meat. By this ubas, there's no meat. There's a separate drasha ubas. There's no meat on that. Therefore, eat chaz v'shoy. Now, Tosfos speaks out, that's good if you learn out from the pasuk melechem aviyah, because that's dafka by lechem aviyah, do you have that drasha? Masha inkein, if you learn from the beginning of the pasuk that says that the pasuk says that with the first part of the drasha where we dashim trumas mekadashim, so that has nothing to do with this pasuk. So how do you say there is a little more shver? Tosfos asks that how do you know it's dafka by the case of chazaras of av and not the chazaras of bnah? So I am Tosfos that says Lamaisa, that it's mashma, it's its own drasha, Basis Koyin, that Dafka, Bechazer, Shoshavia, Mari, that's it. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Bas Koyin, Shanisis Li Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah that a Bas Koyin, Shanisis Li Yisrael, cannot eat Truma anymore. So the Gemara reads a drasha, a brisa that we know, Tanar Abonim, Shava, El Beis Avia, Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. It says in the Pasuk that if a husband dies, she goes back to her father's house. It's going to exclude a case of Shemeres Yavam. It's going to exclude a case of Shemeres Yavam, which means if she's married to a Yisrael and her husband dies and there's a brother there, since she's Shemeres Yavam, so there it's not called Chazeres Avesavir, it's not called Shalva Avesavir. Kinureha Prat Lumuberes. Kinureha is going to exclude that she goes back like Neureha, like when she was a Naira. Lafuke, if she's Mubaris, then she does not go back home to the Koyin, to the Avia, and eats Chuma. Faith in Marakasha, makes Marakas a command to make a Kalvachayim. But like, there's a Kalvachayim here. Omava Makoyim, Slay Osav Lam, and Arishan, Glam, and Ashendi, La Praetra Yibum. The Marakas Kash like this. When it comes to Yibum, if Bracha is married to Reuven, okay, and they have a child, Bracha and Reuven have a child, then Bracha marries someone else, Yankel, not related to Reuven, Yankel, and they have no child. The Loch is, she falls to Yibum. Aishi has a child already. So what? If Vladna Arish doesn't help Vladna Asheni, my Yankel didn't have a child with her, there's then Yibum. So Ma'am Makim Shle, also Vladna Arish and Vladna Asheni, the part of Yibum, it's not part of Yibum, still also Uber Kirlu. The Loch is, if when she's married to Yankel, she's Mubaris, then she's part of Yibum. That's Allah, she's part of Yibum. Rashi says, Shemois Mubaris, Patura, the Chsiv, Ben Ein Law, Ein Law. Which really Tzarechim, because it's not really part of. Well, the Maisa Mubaris is part of because she might have a Ben Kayama. So the halacha is that even though we're makbid on her that she has Yibum, even when she has a child, she's Yibum, as long as no child of a second one, still Yibum works. So here by Truma is a Kavachayim is better. Also, because your Lord, Malkam's also Vladna Risha Glavna Shaini, the halacha is if she's married to Reuven, and she has a child, he's a Yisrael, and then she marries Shimon, or she marries Yankel, and she doesn't have a child, the halacha is she can't eat truma. Why not? Because she has a vlad menarishon. So, malchus also vlad menarishon, kevlad menashen, ilpais tlom menatruma, ain't a din shenasa uber kiyulud? Shouldn't a uber make like a yulud, that she can't eat truma? So what do you need to pass a kinurah? So tomorrow, loy, I'll tell you it's not true. That Yibum has a mile, l'maisa, and that's why Uber there makes problems. Mali also Uber kiyulud in Yibum, she also meisim kechayim. But Yibum has a mile that if when Yankel dies, she has a child, and then the child dies 2 days later, she's part from Yibum. So there you see nasa meisim kechayim. But Truma is different. By Truma, if she has a child and the child dies, then she does go back. She does go back to Bas to eat Truma. So the Gemara is like this: Mali also uber kiyulud in Yibum, shrei also meisim chayim. There we have a maila that meisim alek chayim. If there's a child dies, it's still a part of Yibum. If there was dear b'shas nafila, if there was a child, nasu uber kiyulud in the truma, shrei also meisim chayim. We didn't make meisim chayim. So therefore, you don't have a kavach chayim anymore. Tamalem kinurel pratlam aberes. Therefore, the pasuk kinurel says that aberes does not eat truma. Now the Gemara says that you need aberes kinurel, and you also need the pasuk with zera in law. That if she has children, she doesn't eat truma. And the more saying, why don't you both drushes? Once you know, lesson, for example, Moberes can't eat truma because she's still attached to her Yisrael husband. So, of course, if she has children, she's still attached. Why don't you both psukim? Vitzruch mechtav Moberes, vitzruch mechtav zera in law. Digashach mona zera in law, mekorachat gufa, vashto tre gufa. If it's a zera in law, we understand if she has a child, she still cannot eat truma because she's one guf turned to two guf, and mice is two guf. I'm embarrassed. She's still one guf. Maybe she goes back to her house. She goes back to her via and she eats tricha. Therefore, in the pasuk of Kinurel, which it says, Mubaris does not eat truma if she's Mubaris from Israel. Because I want to bear rest, to make Kara Gufa, Srikas, he's first an empty guf, after guf, and now full guf. There, we understand why she doesn't eat truma, because she's not the same person. Avazera Inla, but a case where she has a child, but the Mekar Guf Asrika, the Hashtag Guf Asrika, right now she's an empty guf, so she's the same way like she came from her father's house. Emeloi, maybe she would eat truma, tricha. Definitely, you know, both shukim, both are true. If she's a bear, she doesn't eat truma, and if she has a child from Israel, also, she does not eat truma.